أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. We read in the previous ayat where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that undoubtedly that person has gained falah, success. That is every kind of success, that person who purified himself. So the purification of oneself, the spiritual self, we should know what that is, what it entails. Our heart and thought must be pure and clean. We must have sincerity within us, humility within us. We must have the desire of good for every other Muslim. In fact, for every person, we should also make dua regularly for the hidayat of the whole of mankind and for jinnat also. That feeling should be within us. Anyway, that tazkiyah, that we should know, we make the intention to purify ourselves, and then we go in the process of doing our tazkiyah. That is when it will get done, when we go in the process. And now in front Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala says, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ وَرْلِيَا اُسْنِ نَعَمْ أَبْلِ رَبْكَ. And then that person took the name of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, فَصَلَّى. Phir namaz parhi, and then he performed namaz. So one explanation, one tafsir of this ayat is that that person who has done his tazkiyah, purified himself, spiritual rectification, spiritual correction, he had done. Now when he takes the name of Allah, that is when he starts with his namaz and he performs his namaz, he goes to great heights then. That is, now his namaz is also a namaz, a true connection with Allah. And every namaz takes him to a greater and higher height. Therefore, many of the awliya, they wanted a long life so that they could make more namazes and reach a higher level by Allah Ta'ala. Namaz is also that ibadah that when we perform it, it depends how we perform it. One is that namaz takes us to a higher level. One is that namaz also which comes in the hadith, that it is made in the form of a black dirty rag and thrown back at the person, and it makes bad dua for the person. As you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you also. So that can also happen. So if this tazkiyah is done, then this namaz is done properly. And it takes a person to great heights all the time. The other explanation, tafsir of it is, that the person who has made the zikr of Allah, that is the takbirat on the days of Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. And then he gave his sadaqatul fitr, and then he made his Eid namaz. However, the preferred tafsir is the previous one. Another explanation is also that Allah Ta'ala said that a person has gained success who has purified himself. Now here Allah Ta'ala explains the system of this purification. How must a person purify himself is by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. One zikr is we make, as commonly most of us make, for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, as an ibadat. And one zikr is as a purification. They are two different. They are the same thing, but with different intentions, they have different effects. It is very easy to understand. We have a glass, a tumbler, that we want to drink water in. So we wash it first with water. And then we put water and we drink it. So the first water was to wash it, to clean it. And the second, the same water we put in. But now it is to drink it. So the same with zikr, we purify our heart. And with zikr, we illuminate and make bright our heart. And we go to great heights to Allah Ta'ala with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So that is also the method of doing it. And when a person does this, he makes the zikr of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, he purifies himself. And then he makes his namaz. Namaz, Allah has kept 5 times a day. It is like servicing the body also. Like our car needs service all the time. Any machinery that we use, it has to be serviced also from time to time. This human being has also to be serviced. And 5 times a day he has to be serviced. If the service of any machinery is done properly, it gives good service there. If wherever you use it, it will serve you well. If this human being is served properly, you will find that he is good to himself, good to his family, good in his business, in his work. Wherever he is, with friends, he is good all the time. And if he's not service, then he has problems everywhere. Problems whether within himself, he's not happy with himself. Whether it is amongst his friends, etc. Whether it is with his wife and children, there are problems all the time. Wherever he is, there are problems because he is not service. So this is the important thing that we all have to work to correct ourselves. And these are two very valuable ayats of the Quran Sharif. And as the whole Quran Sharif is so important, this is also important. But we all should think, even if we have made the thought of our Islam, after all this and so many other talks that we have here, so many Islahi jalsas that we attend, has the thought even come into our mind to do our Islam? And the lowest position is that a person feels that I'm all right, I don't need it. He might not say it at all with his tongue, but his actions prove it, because he's not going for service. Why he's not going? Because he feels I'm all right, I don't need it. If he really feels I need it, then his laziness will be one side, his excuses will be one side, and he will go forward, and he will really have that concern to make his Islah. Also, we might feel that there isn't anyone to make our Islah. If that is our feeling, that there isn't anyone but, then it becomes our faraz to go and search in the whole world, where is there a person who can make my Islah? It is absolutely necessary. Like, for example, a medical condition, and we feel that the doctors locally cannot satisfy us. They can't treat us. Like we know, many people from the remote villages, they come to the cities for their treatment. They go to other countries for their treatment. Today it's common. A person will go to India for treatment. He will go to other places for treatment. So more than we are worried of our physical health, our spiritual health, which is going to be the life in the Akhirah, it is also then for us to go and seek this treatment, and where is that spiritual doctor who will be able to help me and guide me. But Allah's great kindness, Allah has kept us everywhere. It is for us to see it and to be sincere that we are to make our Islah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with this realization, make our Islah, and then see the great enjoyments of Deen. Now what namaz is, what is the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah, the enjoyment of sajda. May Allah bless us with all this, and then we will boom and we will find, then we will realize Islam is a great bliss for us. Islam is a great enjoyment which Allah has given us, not only for the Akhirat, but for us in this dunya already. May Allah give us tawfiq.